Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center Live. Today, we're going to talk about health and the power of one thing if you feel discouraged about getting healthy, starting with perhaps losing some weight, right? Getting some of that off of you so you can move in a healthier direction. What bogs you down? What's the power of one thing? What one thing has worked for you? Or one question you have for our intentional living coach who's joining me today, King Hoover. We're going to have a very healthy and happy half hour. Are you ready? Let's get into it here at the Intentional Living Center.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Randy's guest today is our intentional health expert, King Hoover. Call now, 1-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your health, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you. And welcome to the Intentional Living Center live today. And as Kurt mentioned, our special guest is our very own King Hoover, who is a nationally known and acclaimed fitness expert. He's based in Fort Worth, Texas. He's also, in addition to that, he appears on television and radio all over the country and has landed such prestigious clients as Major League Baseball's Texas Rangers. And King, listen, is all about your health, helping you be intentional with your health, and he's here. We'd love to have you join in. The power of one thing that's helped you lose some weight. I mean, let's get practical. One thing that's helped you get healthier when it comes to taking better care of the body God's given you. 888-1717 is the number. And King, live from Fort Worth, Texas. Hey there, King. How you doing today?
Hey, Dr. Randy. How's everything?
Doing good. We just spent some time with our family and our grandkids and had a little break for a few days, and so we're feeling rested and ready to go.
And a lot of times it's that heavy schedule where we don't make time for those breaks and de-stressing that cause a lot of our problems.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, when you think about, we're talking about weight in particular, but health in general, of course, weight is a big part of it. And Americans, we have a battle with this. And I guess, what have you found, King, in your work with people, I mean, by the thousands, what is the one thing, the biggest challenge that we have in losing weight?
The easiest thing to do is to move around. We have to make time for it in our schedule, but if we'll make that one intentional decision a day to make sure we get about 30 minutes of activity, it almost doesn't matter what the activity is. It's all going to have a positive effect on our health, but the activity is the one thing that makes it the easiest. If we'll move, burn calories, increase our circulation, good stuff's going to happen from the food choices that we'll make. Whereas we try to start with our diet, that's 1,000 decisions a day, hundreds of things to choose not to eat, but then what to choose to eat. And activity always trumps the diet. It's a great place to begin.
Well, listen, I got my little Fitbit watch on here. Let me see. Donna and I walk every morning, a couple miles, and I've now walked 7,399 steps, according to my little Fitbit. So,
that's great. It's fairly early for you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But like you said, that's
10,000 easily.
That's right. That's the goal. And you know, you mentioned that that's one thing we can do. But when we face the food, that can be a whole other thing. And I understand that you taken care of or challenged the what you refer to as the corn mafia. What does that mean?
One morning, I was on a serious satellite radio show, and I actually had somebody call in. It was the president of the Corn Refiners Association. We've done a segment talking about how the body processes real sugar, sucrose, glucose differently than fructose, and high fructose corn syrup has replaced sugar as a 40% cheaper alternative in many foods. So in talking to the listeners about it, we were letting them know that only the liver could break down fructose. Regular sugar was a much better choice for your sweeteners. Well, in comes the Corn Refiners Association president to refute the data, talking about how maybe I'd use some older studies, which I hadn't. I'd use the latest information and biology to base our talks on. Next thing I know, I'm getting a huge packet of information in my mailbox to my house. It was as if the corn mafia had followed me around to try and make sure that I got the message, don't mess with the corn mafia. But we want to stay away from those kind of sweeteners that are really hard on our body, like fructose.
All right. Well, how do people, do you have to read labels? People have to read labels to find this stuff.
In some measure, yes, sir. But all you're looking for is a handful of ingredients that we know are going to be challenging for your body. One is high fructose corn syrup. Again, every cell in the body can use sucrose or glucose. So something sweetened with sugar, even if there's a little bit of sugar in it, that's okay. But when we're using a high fructose corn syrup, it's not just like they squeeze the corn and out comes the high fructose corn syrup. It's a chemical and mechanical process that's very involved, and what you end up with is something that your body doesn't really have a great way of processing. And if you're carrying a little bit of extra weight already, you could have some inflammation or what's called cirrhosis of the liver already. So burdening the liver down more when it's already overburdened just makes things extra challenging. We want to look for high fructose corn syrup. We want to look for trans fats, hydrogenated oils, even partially hydrogenated oils. It's as if the oils have been turned from a key with all the teeth on one side to a key with teeth on both. And if you try to use either one of those keys in the wrong kind of the lock, it's going to jam up in there and make the lock non-functional. Those places where the fats go in your body are very important. A new study just came out talking about the importance of omega-3 fats on how your body expresses proteins throughout the body, especially if you're trying to lose weight. So getting the right kind of fats, non-hydrogenated oils, and then making sure we're getting our omega-3s from fish oil or even ALA from flaxseed, very, very important to losing weight and our overall wellness.
All right, we'd love to have you come and join. You're welcome to join us with the one thing that's working for you or the one question you have for us here at 888-888-1717. Like Lynn left a comment on this on our comment line. Lynn?
Good morning. My name is Lynn. I'm calling from Wisconsin. Wanted to tell you about the intentional life that I'm living. 2 years ago, I was extremely overweight and very depressed, and through the Lord's grace and through the help of my family and friends, especially my supportive husband, I was able to lose 50 pounds, and I have to say that if it weren't for prayer and the strong support of my husband, I could never have made it through. I wanted to thank you for your programming. You make my day bright. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. Question about support. Maybe a person listening saying, I could lose weight if it wasn't all the people around me that were eating unhealthy and that's what's on the table or that's where I'm exposed to every day. How do you get people to support one another through a process of getting healthy and losing some weight?
That is the number one challenge that people face when they're fixing one set of meals for themselves. And then for everybody else, it just makes a challenging situation even more challenging. The great thing about our social media is that there are a lot of pages where people who are working to diet or working to lose weight, just adopt a healthier lifestyle. They're a place where they can gather and connect, send messages to each other, share recipes. Church, great place to connect with people. There are a lot of different programs like First Place or even Celebrate Recovery. We are recovering your health. All these are great places we can connect with folks that have similar goals and rock it out on your program, even if you don't get that same kind of support at home. Your kids are going to want to keep eating food that are for kids, more salty, sweet, junky type stuff. And sometimes even our spouses or partners, they're not really down with our goal. But if, as they see us change and we start to enjoy and appreciate the difference and it makes a difference in our energy level, serving them and loving those folks, then maybe they'll come into the fold. It's just like evangelism. We've got to live the message, share it before the people around us adopt it.
Mm. You know, you talk about some making order out of chaos, and stress sometimes can be an issue. What does that mean? How do we become a little more orderly in terms of approaching our health?
The order out of chaos is my experiences with folks that have often come into a health club where I was working. Many times, it'll be someone who gets a bad report from a doctor. I have to turn my health around right away, or else I'm going to have a heart attack, or I'm going to have a stroke, or I'm going to be a diabetic. Other times, a relationship breaks, somebody gets handed divorce papers, or they lose an incredible job that's very high-paying. They're being replaced by somebody else who's younger because they're maybe a more mature worker. This stress can be crushing. So these people would hopefully they end up in church, but at the same time, when they end up at a place like we have here, what we want to do is structure a workout plan that has a simple warm-up, a few sets of these exercises that address their particular issues, make sure they burn up calories in a cool down. When they come in and their life is falling apart and all these things are just swirling around like a storm, they come in and they pull their card, they've got their simple warm-up, they have these few exercises, they do them for these sets and these reps, and then they do their cool down, they check that off. That can oftentimes be the one thing in their life that's going exactly the way that it's laid out. Mm-hmm. And that structure has helped thousands of people that we've worked with over the years keep on track no matter what was going on in their lives.
That's good. That's
having that intentional plan.
That's right. It's one thing that they can take control of. A lot of things you can't control, but let's face it, one thing we can control, what goes in our mouth, what comes out of our mouth too, and what we choose to do with our time and our exercise. All right, King Hoover is here with me today. We're talking about intentional health. King is part of our team, one of our contributors. He's nationally known and acclaimed fitness expert based in Fort Worth, Texas. Love to have you join in. What's the one thing that's helped you lose weight, get healthier? 888-888-1717. We'll be back. Niecy has a comment from George in a moment. Being a diabetic, what she has done. But before that, we'll take just a brief break.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Lord, I pray you would help my child to be a forgiving person. Help her to understand the depth of your forgiveness toward her so that she can be freely forgiving toward others. Teach her to make the decision to forgive based on what you've asked us to do and not what feels good at the moment. Give her understanding that only you know the whole story about any of us. And that's why she doesn't have the right to judge. Where she has any unforgiveness, help her to confess to you so she can move into all that you have for her. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
That's a prayer taken from The Power of a Praying Mom by our friend Stormy Omardian. These are powerful prayers for you and for your children. Prayers that will encourage you as a mom, and also prayers specifically for the spiritual well-being and the well-being in general of your children. And this is we believe in the power of prayer here, and Stormy has done a beautiful job putting this book together, and we'd like to get it into your hands today. For a limited time, we're making this book available to those who are listeners of Intentional Living. As you stand in support of this ministry, as you become a part of the support of this ministry, with the best gift that God lays on your heart, will be appreciated, and it'll go directly into helping us reach more people here and around the world with this very practical, life-changing message of living intentionally in Christ. And if you join monthly, we'll make sure you get the book, but also ongoing teaching each and every month on CD from me to you to say thank you for your support. Your best gift today would be appreciated. All you have to do, it's limited, by the way, on time. And so I encourage you today to either go to our website at theintentionallife.com, that's theintentionallife.com, and click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and when you press number 4, it'll take you directly to our staff, and they'll be happy to help you and get you signed up. So thank you for your best gift today. We really appreciate it. One of the five essential areas is our health. We have our health expert with us today. And I want to thank King Hoover, who is a nationally known acclaimed fitness expert in Fort Worth, Texas, joining us today to give us some really practical help. And so, King, we appreciate you being with us. We got a caller here on the line. Let me go to Sarah, who's also in Texas. Welcome to the program, Sarah. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What's your question for us?
Well, I have been intentional with Weight Watchers for a very long time and been very successful with that. But the other day, I watched a documentary on the ketogenic diet. And I was trying to see if that was recommended or if that is something that is more of a fad, because I definitely do not like fad diets. But I've been trying to do some research on it, but I just wanted to see what y'all thought.
Well, what do you think, King? Do you know about that diet?
Right now, ketogenic diets, which is the same approach that the Atkins diet had, we're taking carbohydrate intake and taking it extremely low, focused on vegetables, proteins, and fats. Oftentimes, they'll combine an element of fasting to the midday, like no eating from 8 o'clock the night before till noon the next day, maximizing cortisol. Our goal should always be to have cortisol be in the right range. We don't want to add stress, and that's definitely a powerful stress hormone. But in positive comment of the ketogenic diet, taking our carbohydrate intake of starchy carbs and sugars down is always a good idea, in that we're not the agricultural, physical labor, manufacturing society that we have been in the past. So we want to eat foods of a higher quality, our vegetables, fruits, and meats, but we don't need quite as much in the way of our carbohydrate intake unless our job is very, very physical. And that's one thing that we haven't really shifted away from in the type of foods that we pick from. Snack foods, usually very high carbohydrate and high in fat. So just minimizing the carbohydrates is good. Going full keto, even though it's kind of faddish right now and everybody's really into it, long term, it's hard to stay on. You can be the person that goes out to eat with your friends or family and be the person that just sucks all the fun out of the dinner when you're eating in such a strict way. Just minimize your carbohydrates and try to take them in, your starches and your sugars, like right after activity. When it comes to fruit, make sure it's high fiber, like the Granny Smith apples are lower sugar than most of the others. Lots of berries, and you're going to do fine. Your discipline that you've shown on the Weight Watchers program up to this point is going to serve you well no matter what approach you take. Every diet literally works. Just we want to keep it healthy, and leaving out the carbohydrates to such a degree with the ketogenic diet can be extra stressful. And I don't know about your life situation and life circumstances. I'd be hesitant to add more stress to it.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate your call. King, let me ask you, you know, we hear about diets, and some people, I think, have trouble with this because of stress, and some people because they don't know what's healthy and not healthy. What does your day look like? What do you consume? I mean, if you were to lay out a kind of a eating plan for a day for a person, what would be in it?
First thing in the morning, I want to hydrate, so I'll do 12 to 16 ounces of water right out of the box. To double up on the benefits there, I toss in a greens drink. These are available everywhere. Even at Walmart, you can get a combination of what is essentially dried vegetables or dried fruits powdered down. So when you take a spoonful and put it into your water bottle or into a glass of water, you're serving yourself up what would be the equivalent of the nutrition of maybe 6, 8, 10, 12 different servings of fruits or vegetables, all of which are going to provide you a lot of vitamins and minerals from a natural source. But the main reason to do a greens drink is to bring down your pH. The American diet and the stresses of living in 2018 tend to raise our pH, the pH of our tissues, acid or alkaline, far more into the acid range. The more acid you are, your bones are at risk because your body is going to be trying to lower your pH by pulling calcium from out of your muscles and bones and blood, and that depletes your calcium. By going more alkaline, it makes it easier for you to burn fat for fuel, and you're a little bit less stressed. Many years ago, there was a Japanese diet called the macrobiotic diet that was all about becoming extremely alkaline. Not good. We don't want to go too far either direction. Not extremely alkaline, not extremely acidic. We want to use vegetables and fruits to manage down. Next meal is going to be substantial protein and fat, like some whole eggs, maybe some turkey bacon or regular bacon or even sausage. Then I'll put in my carbohydrates with some good whole grain oatmeal. On the way to a lunch, that's lean proteins like chicken, fish, love some salmon, don't mind some beef, salad with or vegetables, and then aiming at dinner that looks exactly the same way. Most of my activity, my exercise, happens in the morning, so I'll do the bulk of my carbohydrates then. And most of our digestive tract blood is not deep and available after 8 o'clock at night, so eating late, a big meal late, just kind of adds extra stress. So have your dinner early, and then you'll be probably burning fat all night while you sleep.
That's good. Boy, I hope you got that down. That was good stuff. King Hoover's talking today. We're talking about being healthy, in particular losing weight. King is one of our contributors. He focuses on the area of health, and we always welcome you to be a part of the program. We're talking about health today, and we've got Nisi, who shared a comment from Georgia with us, King, and she's diabetic. And listen to what her one thing has been.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Nisi. I love your program, and I struggle with type 2 diabetes, and I have been carrying a lot of extra weight until I decided to become intentional and do what my doctor said and avoid eating things with sugar in them. I take a bite occasionally of a treat in order to keep myself from binging and eating a lot, but I intentionally avoid the sugar, and I have lost 30 pounds since my birthday last year, and I did it because I'm so concerned with being here for my children as they raise their children and being a good role model for my grandchildren, which is very important to me.
Well, we get it. Thank you, Nisi. Losing weight, 30 pounds, cutting sugar. You mentioned earlier, though, about sugar better than a substitute. What is that? We had a question come in about aspartame as well. How do you handle the whole sugar thing King? How do we handle that?
There are some sweeteners that are artificial that will tell the brain that something's sweeter than it is. I do like stevia out of all those, and even aspartame. Used in moderation, you're probably going to be fine. There are some people that will sound the alarm and say, oh, this is poison, and it's really rocking your brain. You know, you're probably going to run into it someplace. So we can't be so afraid that, oh, I'll never have that, and I have to shun everything. We don't want to add a layer of stress to our dieting. The great thing about cutting your carbohydrates back, and sugar is the most fierce carbohydrate about adding weight and throwing off blood sugar and making your metabolism swing around, because there's no nutrition to it. It actually takes nutrition out of your body to process sugar. That's how empty it is. It's not just empty, it's a vacuum. When you take in carbohydrates from grains or beans and starches, there's nutrition there. There's some fiber. There's some protein. There might even be a little bit of healthy fat. There's vitamins and minerals. But sugar is a carbohydrate that's so far removed from any element of food that it might have started in, that it just pulls nutrition away from you, because we weren't even really supposed to take that in the first place. Treats like that are great right after your exercise, because that's when those carbohydrates, those sugars, are going to go in to help your muscles recover, and that's our approach with all our clients. We tell them, if you got to have a treat, something sweet to eat, then have it right after your workout, hopefully in the first 15 minutes. Then those sugars are going to help you instead of work against you like they will at any other point in the day.
King Hoover is my guest today. We're talking about intentional health. King is one of our contributors. He's nationally known, acclaimed fitness expert from Fort Worth, Texas, taking your calls. We're talking about the one thing that works, one question you have. And we're going to stay in the studio and record a program that'll air later, so you're welcome to continue to call, and we'll get you on here. 888-888-1717 is the number. And we got Desiree. We're going to get to her on the phone in a moment. Got more comments coming in, but first, just a real quick break.
The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour is a vacation and a faith-building experience all in one. You and your family will come face-to-face with God's Word through the all-new Bible Museum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
And I'm Peter Brooks.
We're looking forward to exploring America's spiritual heritage and hear the true, powerful stories behind the iconic monuments and museums of Washington, D.C., with you and your family.
Just imagine experiencing an entire museum dedicated to the Bible. Everything's planned out, so all you have to do is register.
And you can do that right now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington. Once you're registered, the only thing left to do is get all excited about vacationing together as we experience Washington, D.C., October 10th through 16th.
Hey, we're going to have a great time. My wife Donna and I, together with Peter Brooks and some of our team, love to have you be a part of this. It's going to be a very special week as we tour Washington, as you heard, going to the White House and the Capitol and the Museum of the Bible and other places around Washington that are iconic. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to see what the Bible impact on our nation, and have some time to pray together as well, just a few weeks before the election. Love to have you come and be with us. Check it out at theintentionallife.com. Talking health today, King Hoover's on the line with me. Let's go to Desiree in Iowa. Desiree, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Randy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your comment?
Well, I've been a type 2 diabetes for 30-plus years, and when I went in to see my doctor last month, he said I am extremely close to losing both of my feet. And we discussed the different things and things I had tried, and I told him the only thing I had tried was about 40 years ago. And so he said, hey, it's better than you losing your feet. You know, go ahead. So I started an extremely high-protein diet on May the 11th. And so today is the beginning of the fifth day on the diet. I'm taking, I was taking 20 units of insulin, and then I was on three different diabetic medications.
Hold on for a minute, Desiree. We've only got a couple of minutes. Talk about high-protein diets. King, good, bad, what's your experience?
As we've talked about with the ketogenic and other programs, all we're doing is changing the balance of the macronutrients you're taking in. Instead of so much carbohydrates or sugars, we're taking the protein and taking it way up. I would recommend that you also get some good, healthy omega-3 fats to go along with that to help your insulin sensitivity. Two, keeping your feet propped up as much as you can. And if you would submit your information through the Intentional Living Center, we could talk. I'd like to talk to you about some things that I used for another diabetic client to keep her from losing her toes and feet, and she was juvenile onset with your activity. Do you have any moving around that you're doing, any exercise?
Do you exercise?
Yes, I walk.
Okay, well then I'll let you do talk about some other things that you can do that will make a really positive difference. What we want to do is stimulate your body to produce a collection of hormones to help reverse the neuropathy that's affecting your feet and that lack of circulation. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about some things to strengthen your capillaries too, like making sure you're getting some pomegranate juice and bioflavonoids to keep your capillaries from breaking. But the main thing is keeping that sugar from washing over the nerves in your feet so you keep your feeling and we keep those capillaries from breaking down.
Mm. All right. Hang on, Desiree. We'll try to hook you up and let you talk offline. King Hoover is my guest today. King, thank you. I know you're going to stay with us here, and we're going to record a program, but thanks for joining us live here today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll come and join us here at the Intentional Living Center. We're going to talk about marriage, the marriage edition. You can ask some questions about marriage. We're right in the sweet spot of what we do to help you and your family and your relationships. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I am going to stay in the studio with King Hoover, record a program that will air, I think, coming up in June. So we'd love to have you call if you have a question on this topic today at 888-888-1717. For all the team here at Intentional Living, thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow.